In her book, Everyday Truth of a Rainbow Woman, Janet first brings together several stories that were written as emails from the main character Grace to her daughter. A fictional life story that parallels her own, Janet created several characters that she imagined as past lives coming to life, sharing the stories of Shali, an Asian high priestess, Zeti, an African woman, and Mourning Dove, a Native American. Janet brings together each of these female characters in a fascinating way. Taking 14 years to come together, Janet's book, Everyday Truth of a Rainbow Woman, will captivate readers with its beautiful poetry and imaginative storyline.
Well, I really enjoyed the read. The story unfolds through a series of emails from the main character, Grace, to her daughter, sharing news of her life and what's going on in the family. But the story is also entwined with Grace writing stories of past lives, of what she imagines from herself and family members. It's really a fascinating vehicle. And the characters of Shali, Zeti, and Mourning Dove come to life through Grace. It's a blend of experiences, and they tie together in a really fascinating way. So I was really curious, what inspired you to put this book together?
I wrote it out of my own life. It is fiction. It's a fictional life story, and it parallels my own life, where I began to write about these women who I made up to be my past lives, whether it's true or not. And as I wrote, my life kept changing. So there was something about writing about these women and the actual events in my own life that gave me the courage to make changes. In each one of the women, I saw attributes that reminded me of myself. And it was just a wonderful experience. It's taken me 14 years to have the courage to get this book out. And I'm just delighted to have it out in the universe.
Well, I really liked the characters. I thought they were very empowering, really strong characters. But they're also very different. There's Shali, who's Asian, Zeti, and Mourning Dove. And Zeti is African, Mourning Dove, Native American. Were you drawn to the history of these women, or were you just kind of interested in their backgrounds? Like, were you interested in Native American history or Asian history?
I'm interested in cultures from all over the world, and I've long been a reader and studied various cultures, and I'm also very interested in the ways of women and how women came through different times. And each one of these women had different things they had to deal with related to their culture and their environment.
Well, the book has such a great message, and I was hoping you could share the main message that you wanted the readers to get from the book. What do you hope that they take away?
The message to me is about peace, and also Grace, who is also myself, coming to realize that peace doesn't really happen until we become authentic. And the book is about Grace taking first baby steps and then more and more steps toward her own authenticity. And the process continues. I'm still figuring it out. And we'll continue.
And the book also features some beautiful poetry, and I was hoping that you could share one with us today.
I would be happy to. This is one that I wrote. It's near the beginning of the book, and it's about three women who inspired Grace and myself. And the three women are Maya Angelou, Isabel Allende, and Alice Walker. This is the poem. Maya, Isabel, and Alice. My heroes, or she rose, as Maya would say. She spoke her truth when it seemed easier to remain silent. A self-chosen mute who broke through her walls of silence to write her truth so clearly that even a president recognized her wisdom and courage and asked her to recite her poem at his inauguration. She spoke her words with grace and dignity before a nation, before a world. One who had been silent was heard by all. One of God's miracles. I have been mute. The time has come for me to transcend the silence, to break down my walls and speak my truth. Isabel, courageous and flamboyant, who went beyond the crossroads of death and political revolution to write so we could all feel her pain, her anger, her sorrow, and her transcendence. I was transcended while reading her words to take courageous steps in my own life. She spoke the truth of a patriarchy so I could feel the truth of a patriarchy in my own world and refuse to submit to its tyranny, not only for myself, for my children, my husband, and the whole world. Alice, activist and lover of Mother Earth, wrote The Color Purple that became a movie so that those who did not read could watch and be comfortable or uncomfortable depending on where they sat in life. I was uncomfortable because I saw the vivid shade of purple in my own life and vowed to transcend and speak. My ascension also began with letters to God, frantic letters in an indecipherable scrawl. Now I must write my color purple, or orange, or green, or red, so the world knows.
Wow, that's amazing. And three strong women that you chose to write about, too. That's really great. And the book is filled with other poetry, too, original poetry that you put together. So I think people are really going to enjoy this. I'm so glad you could share that today.
Well, you're welcome. I'm happy to share it. And I have already written the sequel and look forward to also publishing that through Balboa Press.
Well, it's a beautiful story, The Everyday Truth of a Rainbow Woman. And Janet, you also have a site where people can get in touch with you if they have questions. You can buy the book at balboapress.com. It's available now. And how can people reach you if they'd like to read your blog and maybe find out what you're working on?
Well, I have a website. It's www.janetlfirst.com, and that's first with a U. Or I have an author page on Facebook, which is Janet First.
Well, it's an amazing story, Everyday Truth of a Rainbow Woman. I think people are really going to get caught up in these characters. And I wish you a lot of success with this. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
I thank you, Diane.